Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Hysa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas bunts between the mound and first base. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rojas for the out. Cowens moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Cowens moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa juggles the ball. That's an error on Hysa. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, for a double play. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to second. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. McRae reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Fisk, who tags McRae, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett throws to first for one, and Mayberry throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lynn scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heisa hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a line drive towards short. White catches it and throws to first to double up Fisk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heise takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.